Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 8th of September 2024. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Portland 1007, expected Eastern England 1001 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. East to southeast 3 to 5, backing northwest 4 to 6 later. Fog banks, occasional rain later. Moderate uppour, occasionally very poor at first. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Easterly, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south at Sierra, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. 40s. Easterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 to 6 later in east. Fog patches, showers, thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Fog banks, occasional rain later, moderate to very poor, becoming good later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Easterly in Fisher, but elsewhere, cyclonic 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches. Moderate or good, but poor or very poor at first in Tyne and Dogger. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight. Cyclonic, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in Thames and Dover. Thundery showers, fog patches in West Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in West Humber and poor elsewhere. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest 4 to 6, thundery showers until later, good, occasionally poor until later. Trafalgar, north or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Irish Sea. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later except in Hebrides. Occasional rain at first, fog patches at first in Mallon and Hebrides. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Bailey, southwest, veering west, 4 to 6, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5, fog banks for a time, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 7th of September. Tyree, automatic. North, 3. Rain. 200 metres, 1011, falling slowly. Stornoway. North, northwest, 3. Mist. 1.5 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Lerwick. Southeast by south, 3. Mist. 2 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Wick, automatic. Calm, fog, 100 metres, 1011, falling slowly. Aberdeen, east-northeast, 1. Fog, less than 100 metres, 1011, falling slowly. Lucas, east-northeast, 1. Fog, 100 metres, 1011, falling slowly. Boomer, north by west, 3. Rain, 100 metres, 1010, falling slowly. Bridlington, north, 1, 1008, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic. South, southeast, 2. 2 miles, 1007. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Northeast by north, 3, 1006, falling slowly. Jersey, south, 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Scilly automatic, northwest by west, 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east-northeast, 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Aberporth, north, 1, mist, 2 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Valley, northeast, 3, 9 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast, 2, 6 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Valentia, west by south, 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, north, 2, 15 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Malin Head, north by west, 2, fog, 200 metres, 1,011, steady. And Macrahanish automatic, calm, 6 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 7th of September 2024. The general situation. Low pressure currently over the English Channel will edge northwards across southern England overnight into Sunday, bringing rain or thundery showers to the coasts of England and Wales. Meanwhile, further north, fog will affect the coastlines of northeast England and eastern and northern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle with fog banks, perhaps extensive fog for a time, becoming fair later. Moderate to very poor, becoming good later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less for a time, increasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional drizzle and extensive fog, becoming mainly fair later. Poor or very poor, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate or good later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later in north. Fog patches, then extensive fog, occasional rain, moderate to very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, backing southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic, becoming southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly 5 or 6. Showers, occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7. Mainly fair, then rain or showers, mainly in south and east. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 or 4, backing northwest 6 or 7. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel. Fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in North Channel. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable mainly north 2 to 4, backing northwest 3 to 5. Fog patches with drizzle at first, becoming fair later, moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast 2 to 4, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Fog patches, then fog banks, mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on Radio 4. From all of us here, have a very good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Countries in Africa have the youngest populations in the world.
But the age of the leadership, the presidents in particular, is the highest in the world.
Many of those leaders have been in power for decades.
The president of Cameroon is President Paul Biya, and he's 91 years old.
The gap between what young adults want and what their governments deliver is growing.
And so young people have gone out to protest, to put an end to the suffering, to put an end to the frustration that is currently going on right now.
This week we're asking, are Africa's leaders too old to govern the young?
A lot of African countries are still in their first 50, 60 years of being, and so there's still a lot of room for political change. And so this is, I think, only the beginning of youth-driven change in Africa.
I'm Charmaine Kosia. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Demonstrators have accused President Macron of spitting in the face of voters as protests broke out across France against his choice of prime minister. The Conservative Michel Barnier was appointed on Thursday, despite a left-wing coalition getting most votes in July's general election. Tens of thousands were on the streets in Paris. The French far-right leader, Jordan Bardella, had this message for President Macron and Mr. Barnier.
Si Monsieur Barnier,
if Mr. Barnier wants to be the voice and the driver of the democratic aspirations that were expressed in the elections, then I will judge him on his policies. If, on the other hand, he's the new frontman for Macronism and he continues the policy that was led by Emmanuel Macron and which was very severely sanctioned at the ballot box last July, then this government will fall.
Venezuelan security forces have surrounded the Argentine embassy in the capital Caracas, which is sheltering six Venezuelan political figures opposed to President Nicolas Maduro. Paddy Maguire reports.
Venezuela's foreign ministry has alleged that terrorist acts were being plotted in the building, including assassinations, but did not provide any evidence. The opposition figures inside say they are under siege. The Venezuelan government has also revoked its permission for Brazil, which has custody of the embassy, to represent Argentina's diplomatic interests. Relations between Argentina and Venezuela broke down after disputed presidential elections in July, which gave Mr. Maduro a third term in office. Argentina was among a number of countries that refused to recognise the official result.
Organisers of a protest in Tel Aviv say 500,000 people turned out on Saturday evening to call for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a deal to bring home the remaining hostages held in Gaza by Hamas. Here's Julianne Duplain.
Demonstrations have been held daily.